the Men of Iron podcast. Here we are with Travis Albanicious. I'm Scott Davis, and we are in the Money Series.
The Money Series, week four.
Yeah, man, in April.
In April, and we're talking about money.
All things money.
This
month, yeah.
Yeah, we laid a foundation. We talked about money in the Bible. We talked about a man and his money.
We did.
We talked about marriage and money and some practical tips around marriage and money. And today, we will talk about helping our kids know what to do their money. How do we teach them the fundamentals?
Yeah.
Of being wise with their money.
Let's get the whole family involved.
Yeah, let's do it. Before we go there, I'll just say, hey, me and Scott are not experts
on
the topic. We're simply here to share some ideas, some fundamental principles that we pulled out of scripture, and really talk about just how we've done it, maybe mistakes that we made, maybe stories that we have.
And hope that it helps somebody else.
Yeah. So my hope is that as you're listening, that you take away some practical tip. Yeah. I know even me talking about it, I'm being challenged more and more. So
that's the goal.
Yeah, I'm excited. I have two kids. I have a 10-year-old and a 6-year-old talking about kids. So Scott, how do we raise our kids to be smart with their money?
Yeah, man. Well, you know, I wish I could say that I did this very well. But I did okay, but not very, very well. But there are some things you can talk about. It's a huge, huge topic, but it's important that we do talk to our kids about it.
Before you go there, how old are your kids?
You got to ask.
Yeah, and how many do you have?
Oh, man. Got four.
Four kids. All out of the house.
Seven grandkids.
Yeah. So, I mean, there they are. You've walked this road. You must have taught them to be money smart.
Yeah, man. Our kids actually range from 33 to 37.
Yeah.
And seven grandkids from 4 to 14.
Yeah, this is good.
We've dealt with this.
And I'm just glad to hear that because, you've made some mistakes. You've done some things well. So I'm hoping
all of that.
You'll be able to share some good tips that will help me as a young father my kids to be money smart. And I don't think it just has to be our own kids. We can teach our niece. If we're single, we're not married, we can teach our nieces, our nephews, whoever it be. How do we help them to be money smart,
Scott? Man, I'm going to tell you, the biggest thing that comes to my mind right off the bat is start early. You know, it's never too early to start teaching your kids about money because we said it in the first podcast this month. It's everywhere and it's every day. It's going to be an issue for their life for the rest of their life. So why not start early? Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of stuff, a lot of resources out there that you can get to help you with this. A lot of it's Christian, some of it's not. But one that I've always loved to go to that I've used some of his stuff is Dave Ramsey. He does an outstanding job of teaching your kids about money. At an early age, and he even has a kit that you can get, Financial Peace Junior. But he bases his whole teaching on the four things about money. There's four things you want your kids to know. And the first one he really does a good job talking about is work. Mm. He talks about they must understand that you have to work. That's where money comes from. You can't listen to these get rich quick schemes or hope you win the lottery and things like this. He says you have to work, and it's important that you teach your kids this. You get rewarded financially for hard work. And that includes things like chores, you know, and even brings up there's like three different types of chores. And I thought this was really good. The first one is pick your clothes up, kid. And they say, well, why? Like every kid does.
Right.
And you say, because I said so. I mean, that only works for so long.
Yeah.
But then there's the second one is called acts of love to your mom. You know, go clean up the kitchen. Well, that's not my chore. Well, yeah, it's an act of love for your mom. It's to help her. You know, I think it's important to
teach kids. Or an act of love for your dad.
For your dad.
That's right. Either. Yeah.
And it benefits dad.
Yeah.
And number three is for pay. I mean, you work to get money. So doing chores, doing little things around the house, you can teach them and start them young. He mentions, like, if it is pick up your toys, you celebrate big, even when they're 3 or 4 years old. They pick up one toy, right? There's toys all over the floor. You probably know this very well. Now, you end up picking up 90% of them.
Yeah.
But you really celebrate the one they picked up. Man, you're the best room cleaner in the world.
And cheer
them
on.
You just cheer them on. And then later comes the reward, of course, after you teach them to work hard. So not working is not an option.
Yeah.
Work.
Work.
Number one.
Go to the ant, you sluggard. Yeah, don't be lazy.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
It is good.
Number two is give. All right. So you teach them to give. 10% starts with the tithe. We talked about that a couple episodes ago. And then be generous in other areas. You know, sometimes kids can be the most generous before they realize the value of money, right? They'll give you whatever. They'll share it with you, you know, sometimes not even if you don't want them to. But not giving and not being generous is not an option. I have a story about this. My dad, when I was 8 years old, he sat me down and my two brothers. I got an older brother and younger brother. And he said, I want to teach you what the Bible says, what God says about our money. And he wrote out a check back in the day. Some of you younger folks out there know what a check is. A piece of paper you write on.
I know what a check is. I know what a check is. Yeah.
And he wrote his tithe check and he showed it to us. And I was amazed. I said, wow, that's a lot of money, Dad. I'm eight, right?
Yeah.
So $10 is a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was a business owner and he wanted to show us this is important. He said, showed us the principles in the Bible. This is what we do to honor God because it's all his. And then he wrote another check. And I was, okay, double tithe. I thought he had it. And he goes, no, not. This is a gift above and beyond the tithe. It's a gift or an offering, some yeah. people would say.
Right.
And it was to a missionary. So he wrote that one out.
And just to be clear,
yeah.
just, hey, a tithe is returning back to God, the 10% that, exactly. you know, 10% of what he's blessed us with. Anything above that would be considered a gift or an offering.
Very good.
So what you're saying, yeah, is yeah. simple. He's returning back to God the 10% because he trusts him.
Exactly.
And he's showing you and your brother that, and he's saying, oh, and you know, I just want to be generous and right. I'm going to give a gift.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. And I thought that was amazing. At the same time, I thought, that's a lot of money. Mm. How are we going to eat? You know, because I thought, you know how when you're a kid. But at the same time, he ended that little session with us by saying, you can never outgive God. My dad used to always say that. You can give and give and give, but you're not going to outgive God because he owns it all. Mm. And I thought, that's an amazing thought.
Yeah.
Well, fast forward like 2 months, he calls us back into the table, sits us down. He goes, hey, guys, remember when I wrote those two checks and I showed you about the tithe and we talked about the offering and gift and all that? And we said, yeah. He pulls out a check he received in the mail, and it was exactly the amount of both those checks that he had written, the tithe and offering check. And it came to him from someone who owed him money from like 10 years ago. And he had just written it off and said, that's God's. He helped someone and they didn't pay it back. So he wrote it off. Well, now it comes back and he used that as a teaching moment for us.
An incredible,
incredible
teaching moment.
And I was like, that's amazing. But you got to get to the mindset that it is all God's.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
And you don't give begrudgingly, you give cheerfully like the Bible says.
Yeah.
From your heart, knowing that he owns it all anyway. So you work, teach them about work.
Yeah.
That's where money comes from. Give is returning back to God, just a portion. He lets mm-hmm. us have the rest of it.
Yeah.
He says, honor me in this. Number three, spend wisely. You got to teach them this. You got to pay your bills, then enjoy a little bit of it, buy something you like. Of course, kids under parental supervision, you know,
right.
don't let them spend it all. Or, hey, maybe let them spend it all.
Yeah, what are the things right hard. Now? Plushmallows, Squishmallows.
Oh, okay.
I have so many Squishmallows in my house.
Do you now?
You know, because that's what Olivia, Simon, they see a squish. Oh, I want to get that, right? And it is interesting. Spend wisely is not easy.
No.
Because when you think about even marketing companies, and right. I heard this, and it just breaks my heart. It actually gets me upset, is that...
Yeah.
You know, your kid's playing on an iPad and they're playing a game or they're watching YouTube. Guess who these companies are marketing to?
Sure.
Not you.
No.
They're marketing to the kids, which they've been doing forever, and telling them why this, you know, Iron Man mask is the coolest thing in the world.
Right.
And why they should go spend their $30 on it.
Well,
and then when I take my kids to the store and they see the Iron Man mask, right, they've been sold.
That's why all the candy's on the lower shelves.
That's right.
You know?
Teaching them to spend wisely. I think it's really wisely.
You know, and the thing is, you can teach them this. And here's an example. Okay, son, daughter, you got this much money. You can buy that one, but that's kind of cheap made. You can go ahead and get it, but it's probably going to break in a little bit. Or you can keep saving for maybe another couple of months and get this one over here, and it's, you might hand it down to your kids.
Yeah,
it's a lot better than me. A lot of life lessons in there to teach them, but to spend wisely. Don't just spend because you have it. And I can remember my dad letting me spend all I had before.
Yeah.
And then you don't have any, and there's something comes up you really want or you really want to do, and you go back to the source.
Yep.
And he said, I'm sorry, you already spent it.
Yep. You missed the opportunity.
You missed it. So you have to sit in that.
Yeah.
Those are good lessons to learn.
Yeah.
You know, some people won't let their kids do that. They'll go, all right, here's some more money.
Right. Say no.
Say no. Yeah. All right. So that's spend wisely. Not spending wisely is not an option. Number four is save.
Yep. So now, work hard.
Work hard.
Give. Says so starting with the 10%. Teach them the tithe. Number three, spend wisely.
Spend wise.
Number four, save.
10% is a good rule of thumb if you can get them to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to work up to it. Give 10, tithe 10 first, save 10, and then live off or spend or whatever, pay bills with the 80.
Yeah.
You know, that's a great rule of thumb, 10, 10, 80. It works well, but not saving is not an option. And you teach them why you need to save. For some people say a rainy day.
Right.
But I think it's just being smart with money.
Yeah. Well, and here's what I think is fascinating is we're like, okay, you run through those topics. Your dad had conversations with you. My dad had a lot of conversations with me too.
Yeah.
But probably not as specific.
Right.
And more is caught than taught.
Exactly.
And so in a lot of ways, hey, it's cool for you to have these conversations with your kids, but understanding that our kids are watching us.
They are.
And so are we being lazy or are we out working hard? And as men, we're called to do that.
That's
right.
Good.
And so I think we need to say yes to hard work.
Yes.
Number two is giving. We've been talking a lot about the tithe.
Yep.
You know, and it's one thing for us to teach about. It's another thing to put it into practice. Are we doing that? Are we showing our kids?
Challenge.
Yeah. Are we showing our kids, you know, in a lot of ways, what we're saying no to return back to God the portion that's His?
Right.
So we have to model that. Spending wisely. Are we, what does that look like for us? and that can look different for all of us, but are we spending wisely? Or are we buying a bunch of stuff that we really don't need?
Yeah.
And number four is saving, you know, and I think just having those conversations, but living it out every bit as much as talking about
sure.
it. So,
yeah. You know, one good thing, here's a helpful hint before we close. Just get some envelopes. It's a very simple process and label them with these four things, maybe not work, but unless you want to put their chore list in there, you can do that. But teach them to take that money when they get their, we like to call it commission, not allowance. Some people say, I give my kids allowance. Allowance is something you make for someone who has a problem. It has nothing to do with finances. So don't give them an allowance. It's a verbiage thing. I think it's important we teach our kids this verbiage also because they're going to hear it in the real world when they start working.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be working for commissions. So give them a commission and let them divide it up evenly to start in those different envelopes, the tithe or the save, the give and the spend, and see how that works for them. Because, that's what we do in real life.
Yeah.
You know, when we grow up, and if you teach a kid from a young age, they should be good. That don't mean they're perfect, but you give them a good start
yeah.
in life on their money.
Well, and It's something we have to be intentional about. Like, yeah, honestly, absolutely. If I'm sitting here between you and me, I don't get real excited about teaching my kids about money. You know, okay, we're going to sit down, we're going to have a conversation, or like have an ongoing conversation about
right.
it. It's not something that gets exciting, like that is exciting to me.
Right.
But if we think about it, men, like if we don't teach our kids about money, who's going to teach them?
Right.
There's lots of people that want to teach your kids about money right now, and they're not the right people.
Right.
And I'm speaking that to myself.
They just want the money.
Yeah. If I'm not intentional about sitting down with my 10-year-old, my 6-year-old, and starting these conversations, don't worry. Somebody else will have those conversations with them, and they may not be, they're not going to have my kid's best interest in mind.
Well, you know, that's a great point. You do have to be intentional about it. Make sure it happens. And it's not going to happen overnight. I mean, you're looking at a 5 or 6 year old, they're not going to be financial genius by 10.
Yep.
But it's that constant intentionality of doing these things over the years to get
building the foundation.
Building the foundation. So
that's really good.
Yeah, man.
It might not be the most exciting topic.
It's important.
But it's important.
Yeah.
So thanks for sharing.
Yeah,
practical
man.
Tips.
Yeah. We'll wrap it up next week.
Yeah. Hold on. Before we go there, let me just say, what if we all did this?
What if we did it?
What if we all, as followers of Jesus, as men leading our families, or as, you know, what if we sat down with our kids and actually taught them how to be wise with their money? What would the future look like for the church?
That'd be awesome.
It would be awesome.
That'd be awesome. What could the church do if we were just obedient? Mm. Right.
Yeah. Amazing.
For the kingdom.
The kingdom.
That's right, man.
All right. Hey, week 4, just go do it.
You just do it.
Have an action plan. Get a mentor that can encourage you, pray for you, coach you as you keep moving forward. It matters.
It does matter.
Thanks for joining us. We're wrapping up next week with our final topic. We're just going to give you some practical tips. I think it might be one of the most important as we kind of summarize everything that we talked about.
I love it.
And send you off on this money journey. So thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to the Men of Iron podcast. If you enjoyed that episode, you can go to our website, menofiron.org. You can also like that episode. You can ring the notification bell, or you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. But again, thanks for listening to the Men of Iron podcast.